I just really hate going to the doctor, especially the GYN, where I have to get all naked and wear this so-called paper gown that opens in the front and is about three sizes too small so that my tits and lower charms are all exposed to a perfect stranger. And not even a woman, but a man. And who the heck wants to be a gynecologist anyway, except some pervert who wants to see a lot of pussy? And so here I am, sitting in the exam room, waiting to show some stranger my tits and pussy. God! Oops, I hear him coming now. Come in, doctor. I'm fine, thank you. But I seem to have this little problem. Well, it's kind of embarrassing. But I find that I'm having a hard time trying to achieve orgasm. Well, it's been going on for a few weeks now since I last had one. Is there something wrong with me? Yes, you have my permission to examine me. You want me to take my clothes off while you're right here in the exam room? Well, okay, if you say so. Say, you appear to be kind of young. How long have you been practicing? All your life? No. I mean, how long have you been a gynecologist? Oh, not that long, huh? Well, do you have a gown for me to change into? You don't? You ran out and the new ones haven't come in yet? Well, do you have a little paper blanket thing I can at least lay over my lap? So you're out of those too, huh? Jeez, what have I got myself into? Okay, I'll take my clothes off. Can you at least close your eyes? Okay, now what? You want me to lay back on the exam table so you can examine my breasts? Oh, doctor, your hands are cold. But they feel good on my overheated body. And look, you're making my nipples all hard when you touch them like that. Is that a new technique they're teaching you in medical school? I've never had a doctor pinch my nipples before. You want to know my cup size? How come? Oh, you need that for your records. Well, I'm a size D cup. I'm a 42D. Are you checking for lumps in my breasts or something? The way you're mauling and squeezing my breasts. And you're pinching my nipples, looking to see if I have any discharge? No, I don't think I've ever had any discharge from my nipples. Doctor, why are you taking my nipple into your mouth like that? Oh, you're trying to stimulate nipple discharge. Oh, doctor, I'm sorry, doctor. It's just that it feels so good to me. Keep doing what you need to do for the exam. You have to suck my nipple and flicker your tongue around it while you squeeze my other breasts? Well, if you say so. No, I'm doing okay. Just getting kind of squirmy and I can't keep my legs still. All right, I'll scoot down to the end of the table and spread my legs and put my feet in the stirrups. Oh, doctor, aren't you supposed to wear a glove or something? Your bare fingers and hand are touching my private parts. And this paper towel doesn't cover anything. I can see you with your head buried down there looking at me while your fingers are probing my opening. No, it doesn't hurt. It actually is feeling kind of good to me. Oops. I guess I shouldn't say that. Further? You want me to spread my legs further? Well, I guess I could try, but they're spread pretty wide as is. Doctor, Your bare finger just went up inside me. You're trying to stretch me out? You need to get a tissue sample and you have to use a probe? Doctor, why did you just unzip your pants? Doctor, why are you fishing around inside your pants? Doctor, why did you just take your cock out of your pants? Doctor, why are you rubbing your cock up against my clit? You ran out of probe, so you have to use your cock as a probe to get a tissue sample? But doctor, your cock isn't hard enough yet. Oh, shit. You mean my big mouth. Well, if you're sure, I guess I could suck your cock and get it hard so you can use it as a probe. But do you have to rub your cock all over my face like that? After all, I already know you. And this is supposed to be a doctor-patient relationship. And I don't think this procedure has been approved by the medical board yet, but... Oh, no, doctor. Do you know you're rubbing your cock against my lips? You want me to open my mouth? Oh. I just tasted the precum on your cock. Did I get you all excited, doctor, when you played with my tits during the breast exam, huh? And you're leaking precum, doctor. And you have it all over my pretty face. And here I just put on makeup and red lipstick and green eyeshadow and mascara and everything so I could look good for my appointment. And now you're getting my face all messy by rubbing your cock all over, trying to get me to open my mouth and take you and suck your cock to hardness. Is that what you want, doctor? I want my secret cock. Oh, look, my nipples are getting all hard as I lick and suck your head. Oh, doctor. Yes, play with my big fat tits as I suck your cock. I bet you want to rub your cock all over my tits, don't you? All right, in the name of science, I guess it would be okay if you rubbed your cock all over my big fat tits and checked for lumps. Doctor. You want me to squeeze my tits together for you because it would help with the breast exam if you can fuck your cock between my tits? And I should open my mouth and stick my tongue out too? Doctor, your cock is being awfully long. And you're pushing it inside my mouth as you fuck my tits. And your hands are on the back of my head. Pulling me into your groin as you fuck my tits and force your cock further inside my mouth. Dad? doctor, do you think your cock is hard enough yet to use as a probe so you can get a tissue sample? All right. If you say so. Is there enough room on the table for you too? And you have to rub your tool against my clit to make sure I'm wet enough to accept your probe, since you're out of lube, too. What kind of place is this, anyway? Oh, God, do that some more. That feels so good. Your cock on my clit. Are you sure it's okay for you to do this? I love it. I can't help it, my tits are moving. Okay, I'll try and lay still. Yes. I can feel it going in. It's a tight fit. I'm trying to relax. I'm sorry, but I can't keep still. Okay, I'll try harder. Doctor. Oh, doctor. Oh, that thing you just did with your probing tool. Oh, your tool is so far up inside me. Yeah, okay. I'll try. I'll try and buck my hips. And what exactly is this going to do for me? Oh, I see. You have to get your tool in as far as you can inside me. And how exactly are you going to get a tissue sample? You're going to fill me full of special fluid? And the sample will just ooze out with the special fluid? Makes sense. Okay. Doctor, you're probing harder and faster. And doctor, is this supposed to feel so good to me? Are you sure? I haven't felt this good in a long time. If you keep probing like this, I think I'm going to have an orgasm. Is that okay? Is it okay that I come on your tool? That won't affect the tissue sample, will it? I mean, I wouldn't want to have to come back and do this all over again just because I had an orgasm on your cock. I mean, your probing tool. Oh, doctor. I think I'm going to come. Your cock feels so good inside me. It's so big inside me, and your balls are slapping against my ass as you fuck me. I mean, probe me. And doctor, your tool is getting so hard and so thick and it's so deep inside me. And you're touching my cervix with it. Oh, doctor, I think I'm gonna come. And I need to come. Oh, God, I need to come so bad, doctor. Please. Oh. Oh. Please, yes. Please help me to come, doctor. Touch my clit as you fuck me with your cock. Oh. Fuck me harder, doctor. Please. Please. Oh. I can feel you getting bigger, and your breathing is changing, and I can hear you getting louder. Me too. Are these exam rooms soundproof, doctor? Because I think I'm going to scream because you're fucking me so good that I can't stand it, and I'm so close, and I'm going to come. I'm going to come in your cock. I'm going to come. No, don't pull out of me. Do it. I want to feel you shooting your load inside me when I come. Please, doctor. Please fuck me harder and deeper. And oh, God, as I'm tight around your cock. Oh, do it. And I'm gonna. Good doctor. felt so good inside me. Did you get the tissue sample? What do you mean, what tissue sample? Isn't that why we did all this? You mean you're not the doctor? You're not the fucking doctor? You're not a licensed fucking gynecologist? Well, are you at least an unlicensed one? And isn't this the women's health center? You mean it's a men's health center? And you were here to give a sperm sample? And you thought the clinic, the fucking clinic, provided me as your inspiration? Oh, God. Quick, give me your specimen cup. Maybe we can still salvage something. And what's your number? I'm going to do this again.